Chapter 5, The Atlantic. We had been sailing for 3.5 months and had travelled nearly 10,000 leagues. Now the Nautilus was sailing on the Atlantic. I walked out onto the top of the submarine with Conseil and Ned Land. We could see Cape Vincent in Spain, and we were travelling up the coast of Portugal. The sea was very rough, and we all went back downstairs to my room. "Tonight we escape," said Ned Land seriously. "We agreed to wait for a good opportunity, and by tonight we will only be a few kilometres from Spain." He came closer to me. "This evening, at 9 o'clock, he whispered. "At that time Captain Nemo will probably be in bed. We will go to the stairs and out onto the platform. We will take the small boat and put it into the sea. Then we will row to Spain. Everything is ready for tonight." Then Ned Land and Conseil went to their rooms to wait for the evening. At about 6 o'clock, I heard the tanks filling up with water and the Nautilus went under the waves. I stayed in my room and waited. At 7 o'clock, I ate my dinner. I got dressed in my sea boots, sealskin hat, and warm clothes, and went into the museum room. Suddenly, I felt a shock and realized that the Nautilus was on the bottom of the ocean. How could we escape when we were at the bottom of the sea, I thought. At that moment, Captain Nemo came into the museum and said, "Ah, Professor, I was looking for you. Do you know the history of Spain?" "Not very well," I replied. "Well, on October the 22nd, 1702, a battle took place on the sea in Vigo Bay. English ships destroyed many Spanish ships, which sank to the bottom of the ocean. However, the Spanish ships were full of silver, gold, and jewels." Just then, the metal shutters opened and I looked out of the glass window into the water. The whole ocean was lit by a strong light, and I could see sailors from the Nautilus in their diving suits. They were collecting all the gold, silver, and jewels from wooden boxes on the sea floor and bringing them back to the Nautilus. "This is the place where the Spanish ship sank," said Captain Nemo. I could see shipwrecks of a whole fleet of ships, and each one of them had boxes and boxes of gold, silver, and jewels. "Now, do you understand why I am so rich?" he said, and smiled. "All I have to do is collect all this treasure." When the sailors had finished, they came back to the Nautilus and we continued sailing under the sea. Our plan to escape had failed, and so I went to bed. The next morning, the Nautilus went up to the surface and we all went up to the platform. We couldn't see anything except for the sea, and we were sailing southwards, away from Europe. Ned was very sad. "Well, Ned, we don't have a lot of luck, do we?" I said. "No, the captain stops every time we want to escape," he replied. "But next time we will be successful." Later that evening, Captain Nemo came to see me. "I have an idea, Mr. Aronnax," he said. "You have seen the bottom of the sea during the day. Would you like to see it on a dark night? It will be a difficult walk, and we will have to climb an underwater mountain." "I would like to go very much," I replied. "Okay, let's go," he said, and we put on our diving suits. It was midnight, and the water was very dark. Captain Nemo pointed to a red glow in the distance, and we started walking towards it. As I looked at the red light, I realized that it shone from the top of an enormous underwater mountain. At 1 o'clock, we reached the foot of the mountain. The path was full of seaweed, and I had to climb over rocks and dead underwater trees. I followed Captain Nemo up the mountain, and we didn't stop once. But Captain Nemo went on and on, higher and higher. After quite a climb, we were at the top, and I looked down the other side of the mountain. There was a huge volcano, and I could see red fire coming out of a hole in the bottom of the mountain. On the grounds next to the volcano, I could see a town. It was completely ruined, but I could still see houses, churches, and streets. Captain Nemo wrote the word Atlantis on a rock. We stayed there looking at the lost underwater city for an hour. Then the captain pointed back down the mountain, and we made our way back to the Nautilus. The next day, I woke up very late. The shutters were open, and I could see that we were travelling over Atlantis. At 4 o'clock, we passed the Canary Islands, and we were travelling across the Sargasso Sea. From February the 23rd to March the 12th, the Nautilus travelled south. The sea was empty, but sometimes we saw ships going to America or the Cape of Good Hope. Where were we going? I thought. Were we going to the South Pole? On March the 14th, a group of whales swam alongside the Nautilus. We were sitting on the platform. Captain Nemo came onto the platform to look at the whales. Look over there, he said, and pointed at something in the distance. Do you see those black animals swimming towards us? They are killer whales. They are cruel animals, and they kill other whales. We must attack them before they kill all the whales in the sea. The Nautilus has a huge metal harpoon at the front, and we will attack them with it. We all went down into the submarine and looked out of the glass window. The Nautilus started to kill the whales, and after an hour, we all went back up to the platform. The sea was covered with dead whales, and the Nautilus was floating in a sea of blood. Captain Nemo sailed next to the dead whale, and two sailors climbed on top of it. They took all the milk from its udders and pumped it into large glass bottles. The captain gave me a glass of fresh whale milk. It was still warm, and the smell made me feel sick. It's delicious, he said. It's different from cow's milk, and is very important for making butter and cheese. I risked the taste, and actually it was delicious. Then the Nautilus left the Sea of Blood and travelled on towards the South Pole.